Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Happy Wednesday.
It's a hump day. And I hope everybody's having a great day. Are we on the air, Jeff Rust? We good? We hot? We on?
Yeah, we're good now. I just had to remember to put all of our microphones back in the correct things.
Hey, good afternoon!
Oh, I am a radio professional.
It's okay.
I was like, am I headphones jacked?
We caught you with your pants down.
Yeah, not the first time.
Several ways.
Probably won't be the first time today, even.
Hey-o.
It's not. I'm here to tell you that right meow. Yeah. But yeah, we caught you. We caught you.
Hey, I think we're here. You know, we're good. We're here. We're good.
We're hot. We're on. We're here. We're good.
We're here.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Happy hump day.
Hello. Indeed. Also known as the last day we'll be in studio this week.
Oh, hot damn. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fan Madness coming up tomorrow. Brought to you by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Let's go, Alan A. We're going to be at the Stadium Sports Bar tomorrow and Friday. We have a super long show for you tomorrow, 12 to 12:30. Then we hand over to Joey Mack, who's coming to you live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for Oregon, South Carolina. That game will be right here on The Fan. And then when it concludes, they will hand off to Primetime with Isaac and Suk, who will be live at ALNA. And they will be at the ALNA Sportsbook. So we've got everything dialed in, ready to go. I'm excited for this. I mean, Fan Madness is a great time.
I would like to think that it is, and I get to experience it for the first time.
Yeah, it's, look, you get the Vegas style of sportsbook. They got the whole wall of TVs. There's action going left and right. You've got great service too. Like, nobody was waiting for drinks. Like, it is bang, bang, bang. They got this thing dialed in, man.
Nice.
And so I'm super pumped for what will be a great day up at ALNA. A great, nay, 2 days up at ALNA.
A twofer.
A twofer. We're going to be full show on Friday because they don't go back-to-back days. If Oregon wins, they'll play on Saturday. So short show tomorrow, but we'll be around. So if you are going up to ALNA, you and I are going to be hanging around, watching games, watching the Oregon game, all of the action on all the TVs. Let's go. Let's go.
So much basketball.
Which was
Even if you're listening in and we're not on the air here, keep texting in. I'll be here at the board.
You're just stuck here?
I'm stuck here. I get to fire off some liners to rejoin from commercial breaks and such.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But so anyway, I'll be here. Chat with me.
I'm sorry, bro, Cephas.
Hang out with Rust.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
What are you going to do?
Hey, we are on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan, but I can't pull up our show right now. I'm looking for the YouTube chat kings.
All right.
And I am unable to pull up the YouTube stream.
According to our, like, you know, streaming computer here, it says that we're good.
No.
Do I need to go check out with...
There's a very real possibility I'm just too dumb to figure this out.
No, it's not up.
Yeah, okay.
Do I need to go check out with Josephus back there?
Yep.
Indeed.
Hey, well-oiled machine right now. YouTubers, just wait. We'll be on the YouTube stream coming up shortly once we figure this whole thing out. Computers are working against Jeff Rust at the moment. So as soon as we get that going, we'll be on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan, Twitch.com/1080AM The Fan. We're ready to go. I had an experience today.
Go on.
I was at the DMV.
You were?
Oh, boy.
And you got done quickly.
I did. Once I got to my scheduled appointment, I was in and out in the 10-minute window that they said it would take. I have some notes. First, the DMV, that is a trip, man. Like, just some of the folk, and maybe it was the one I was at.
It's a true cross-section of life.
Yeah. Yeah,
where you may operate in a particular world, like your little bubble, your friend groups, your shopping areas. When you go to the government facilities, you get the true cross section of your community.
And I went to
good, bad, and otherwise.
I scheduled my appointment because here's, like, I've been worried about this real ID thing for years, and I've been looking down at my ID, just putting it off. Well, finally, my ID is going to expire in May. So I was like, I'll just schedule this appointment. I scheduled a month and a half ago, and today was like the closest opening that I could get at the DMV, because there's two ways that you can go. You can either schedule out or you can just wait in the line. Pull the number and you're just sitting there and waiting. I wasn't about to do that.
I will say on my side of town, out in Sherwood, you can get in and out.
You can get in right
now? Pretty darn quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was not the case. I was up at Delta Park area. Boy, it was an experience at the DMV.
It almost kind of smelled like
different portions. There was a lot of smells going on. You had some fancy smells. People that smelled like their foo-foo powder. They got their cologne on. They got their perfumes on. And that you can handle that. You got some heavy smoker smells where you're just like, whoa.
You went all the way to Delta Park to hit the DMV?
Yeah. Yeah. That was the closest one I could schedule an appointment for.
Okay.
And it's the one close to us, where we work. Yeah. It was only 10 minutes from here.
All right. Fair enough. Also,
because I knew I'd be coming to work.
The stream should be up and running now.
Perfect.
And also, it was not my fault. I am not trying to throw Joey under the bus, but Joey said that it was his fault.
Okay.
Anyway.
So you just did throw him under the bus.
I did. Well, yeah. But anyway.
We're not trying.
He was in here working on some things to get ready for our broadcasts tomorrow and such. And anyway.
Okay.
But we're good.
Well, I'm not pointing fingers here.
We're good. I'm pointing fingers. I pointed it right at Joey because he said to point it at him.
So. We are on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan now. So you can go. The YouTube chat kings, go ahead.
We're chime good. In we're now. Live.
But the DMV... Scheduling an appointment is so much easier. And so for all of you that have your renewals coming up, try to schedule that thing out. Because when they say, 10:30 is your appointment, you're going to get in right at 10:30. Like, you will get that appointment.
Mine expires this year.
See? Now you can do this. Just schedule, start looking now. Because your birthday's in November?
October.
October.
Yeah.
October. Your birthday's in October. Probably just going to get that appointment, just scheduling. You don't have to wait in the line for that long. Just show up 20 minutes before, and boom, you're there. Or you could check in, online. I had no experience with this. This is public service announcement. Public service announcement right now. You could check in online, and boom. You don't even have to sit and do the waiting. I was like, maybe I'll get in a little early. That was wrong. I was not getting in there any earlier than my scheduled time. It was just like, boom, right and ready.
Just had the realization. My address on my license is two addresses ago.
Yep. See, this they'll get you there. They'll get you there. And here's the other thing.
Got to make sure you bring the government bill.
You know,
I'll tell you what.
You have to have two pieces of mail that are not from the DMV, which is a weird thing. It's like, why can't it be from the DMV? I mean, you guys literally are sending
it
to me.
Sending it to me.
Wouldn't that be a good, you know, piece of mail to have is the one that you sent me?
Right.
And so you have to have, that doesn't count.
No, because they're like, hey, you know what? We don't trust us.
That's no, yeah, right. That's no counties on that. You know how hard it is in the world of online bill paying to find two pieces of mail now,
right?
That
no
qualify.
Kidding. Wait, yeah, does this QFC mailer count?
Yeah, they found me. I'm sure you guys can too. And then, so I'm sitting there, and I have my two pieces of mail, and then they ask me, like, "Is this your current address?" Because my address on my ID is not the address that we live at, because you can't even do the change of address thing like during COVID when we moved.
Yeah, it's same for me.
It was like, they're just like, no, it's in the system.
They didn't even send you like the sticker to put on the back?
No, they didn't do that during COVID. No stickers, nothing.
No, nothing.
You just update it online.
I didn't realize I get the COVID from the sticker.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm. They're asking me, is this your address? I'm like, well, yeah, you're reading it from your computer. Like, you have it in there. They're like, I give them the two pieces of mail, and they're like, is this the address? Yes, that's my address.
It's like in Cheech and Chong and Up in Smoke when they pull him over, and they're like, what's your name? And he goes, well, it should be on the license there.
Yeah, I'm sitting there.
Yeah, that's it, Pedro. Pedro de Pacas, that's it.
And I understand, like, checking the address, but they kept asking me. I'm like, yeah. I felt like I was crazy. I'm like, am I answering this question wrong? Like, what are we doing here?
It's also amazing how the DMV also trusts your weight on your thing, because mine still says like 205, which, hello, Dolly. That was a long time ago.
That was a while ago. Yeah, you can be honest with them.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be honest with them.
I don't have to.
But that, the other one that's hard for me with mail is that Dusty doesn't work for them. It has to be Dustin, and I'm like, oh, great.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Is that your given name? Is that your government name, like Charles Entertainment Cheese?
That is my Charles Entertainment Cheese.
I don't have a single piece of mail that says Daniel.
See? That's going to, you better start finding
that's gonna
some.
That's going to bite you right in your arse, dude.
You better start finding some, my friend.
That's not a thing.
Because that's where they get you at. It is, it's like, dude, like, I am me.
Yeah.
He is I. I am him.
The other interesting
football
thing
is though, football.
The interesting thing is, though, I have.
It was the most frustrating, easy process I've ever been through, because that 10 minute little appointment that I had there, that could have been 4 minutes. Six of those 10 minutes was me convincing them that no, all of these forms of identification, my passport, ID that you guys issued me, it's still me.
I have three pieces of...
The people were great, though. I will say, people have been upgraded at the DMV, because I remember getting my license and my, like, other renewals, and they just all seem miserable and mean. I had a very pleasant experience with the people at the DMV. Mm. I talked to three different people in my 10 minutes, and all three of them, they were great. They were all great. Now, they were trying to trick me.
Yeah.
But...
Trying to catch you because you're a terrorist.
Yeah. But it may be the patchy beard, but it was a pleasant experience there.
I have three pieces of government ID.
Okay.
All three have a different first name.
Yeah. See, that's not going to fly. You are going to have your experience. I'm already imagining this right now.
My license says Danny.
No, there's no way. Your
there's
license.
No way. Come on. Seriously.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, his license does say Danny.
We both have huge.
How is this? How does this happen? And by the way, you've shown me two pieces of identification. You don't look like the same person in either of them.
No.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
Never would have expected that from this guy.
Yeah.
This is going to be an issue. This is going to be a whole ordeal with Danny getting his license renewed. Like, at least mine.
I guess I don't have to worry about a piece of. Mail saying Daniel on it.
I guess I'll put it this way. How long is his contract here? And then when should we expect the move and the disappearance?
It's renewed in June.
No, I think what we need to... The big question is, when are we subpoenaed? Yeah. That's the real question.
Also, no. My license photo, it was a very dark period in my life. I had just torn my knee. You can only get so
many. Your hair is long, you have a beard, and then you show me military ID where you're clean shaven. Like, yeah, those are different people.
Oh, no. That was probably one of the darkest points in my life. Legitimately.
Oh, really?
When that license photo was taken.
Call me daddy.
I had just shredded my knee probably 4 months before that because that was summertime. And I was miserable. I mean, I look like death. I look like a serial killer in that, which is hilarious considering the connotations. One's about me. The other's about we. Yeah. Yep. 100%. But yeah, no, it's... and then my conceal and carry permit says Dan.
Yeah, dang.
So...
Just a that's a whole thing. You got Dan, Danny, and Daniel.
Mm-hmm. And I've been all three throughout all right. my life.
Here's the situation.
I need swag to go with you to the DMV.
Hold on, everybody.
We think
it's over.
My name's Danny.
Oh, man.
We think.
Fart Hammer.
Mm. Whoa. Danny Fart Hammer?
That was just because.
It's my middle name.
That one was just because.
My mom's. All
right. All right.
But yeah, it's interesting. I do have the same Social Security number across the board.
Good.
So
that's good.
I got that going for me.
Like this person says, since I was adopted at such a young age, I have two Social Security numbers. Your renewal is going to be hell.
I don't believe it.
That's going to be very... How is that? Now I'm just confused. Yeah, that's a big one. But go ahead, schedule your time at the DMV. It's a grand old time. If you like people watching, show up early.
I think actually I have to renew mine this summer, which I'm not looking forward to.
I may or may not
I'm warning you all.
I'm just saying, I may or may not be writing dirty on the tags on my car right now, too, because I bought it during COVID, and they never got me stuff, and they still haven't figured out the title situation.
No, well, I don't doubt for a second that you're writing dirty.
Rust is coming out firing today. He is coming out firing today. All right, so we've got a lot that we got to get to. We have the tournament getting underway tomorrow.
Trunk looks a little heavy.
We've got NFL... Pro days are going on. UW has lost their athletic director again. But where we got to start this thing, apologies need to be made. Not by Danny and not what you think. Next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Apologies need to be made, my friend. My sincerest apology to Seton Hall Joe here in our office.
Where did he come from? Where did he go?
Where did he come from, Seton Hall Joe? Virginia is terrible at basketball.
Virginia, even.
They suck. Their offense is offensive.
Yes.
And it is, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. They lose to Colorado State the first four last night.
Compelling.
I love.
Compelling.
I love the first four. Here's how the first four went last night. Wagner blew a massive lead. They were up by like 14 in the second half and to Howard. And they cling to a three-point lead. Final seconds in the final possession, Howard gets three attempts from three and miss all of them.
What about Virginia?
To tie the game, they miss all three. And that is the most, this is college basketball thing I've ever seen, is missing three straight three-point attempts to force overtime, and game over, you go packing. And Wagner gets the opportunity to get their teeth kicked in the round of 64. That is followed by what could possibly be the worst offensive performance that we have seen since Virginia basketball in the NCAA tournament, as Colorado State led the Cavaliers 27-14 at halftime.
Mm. And reminder, college basketball played in 20-minute halves.
Played in 20-minute halves. If you were wondering,
14, there's more. There were more minutes than points scored in the first half.
In the final minute and a half of the game, Virginia crossed the 40-point threshold. The previous lowest point total in an NCAA tournament game was also held by Virginia in 2017 when they scored 39 points in a game. We knew this game was going to be played in a phone booth.
As one of the worst offenses in the country. Like not in major college basketball, in college basketball.
Yes.
In Division I college basketball, I think they ranked 317th in offense.
It's not good. And that got them in. They were one of the last four in. They were the last team in. You also have this aspect of Virginia's offense. They scored their 14th point of the game with 9 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first half. Okay? By the way, that's how many points they had at halftime. They did not score their next basket until the 16:40 mark of the second half.
Was it 13 straight shots that were missed?
No, it was 14.
14?
Yeah. The basket that they made to get their 14th point was at 9:48, or it would be 6:48 Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
They did not score again until 7:40 Eastern, or 7:40 Pacific time. That is 52 minutes of real time that they did not score a point.
Good.
Halftime is included in that.
Good God.
But if you just go if you go by game time and how long
Jesus.
They went, how far they went in the game,
what?
That is 12 minutes and 40 seconds of basketball.
That's
of game time.
That's an entire quarter.
52 minutes of real time.
And an entire quarter of NBA basketball. Imagine a team NBA.
If you take it to college basketball, it's a 40-minute game, so it's 10-minute quarters. It is more than a quarter.
I'm saying, it's more than an NBA quarter. More than an NBA quarter. An NBA team scoring 0 points is what you saw.
It's a quarter and a half of high school basketball.
They shot 25% from the field, 17% from three.
And this is where I apologize to Seton Hall Joe. Seton Hall deserved to be in the tournament. After watching what Virginia put out there, boy, that was bad. That was really bad.
Look, if your best example or reasoning for why your team should be in the tournament is because the one that you just watched was that bad, do you really deserve to be in the tournament?
I think they do, because
like, all apologies to Seton Hall Joe.
Yeah,
but
they would have put up a better fight and a more riveting performance.
I mean, if your main argument is we're not that bad.
Well, the thing about both those teams, Colorado State and Virginia, they're really disciplined on the defensive end. If that first, 4 minutes of the game flew by, we didn't have a stoppage of play for, 4.5 minutes of that game, which is crazy to think about. No whistles, no turnovers, no real shots made, but it was just back and forth, volleying, essentially, by Colorado State and Virginia. I think for as bad as it was for Colorado or for Virginia, though, it's just as good for the Mountain West. Because what was the Mountain West saying?
Yeah, they got snubbed. And, I mean, look at where New Mexico gets put. Look at where Boise State gets put.
A bunch of double-digit seeds.
Where Colorado State gets put. I mean, very clearly, I think there's two things you can say about this. And it was like, oh, it's just one game. Yeah, I know. But we were talking about this off-air with our boss but beginning of the week. The ACC not a little overrated this year.
It's not a great conference this year.
Yeah, and I thought North Carolina should not have gotten a one seed. I very much believe they should not have gotten a one seed. And I looked at the rest of the conference because it was like they're the ACC is a great conference. Like, is it?
And that's coming from noted Duke fan Jeff Montpelier. I love Duke.
But
your Coach K is so good.
It is pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Sounds just like him. I looked over there and I was like, did he dye his hair?
Did he dye it bald? Yeah.
Even 107-year-old Coach K has darker, more black hair than I do.
Blacker soul, too.
Fair.
But.
Although, yeah, you don't know me that well.
The Mountain West has got to be sitting there going, what the hell?
And that was what they were fighting because everybody like Seton Hall Joe, all the Big East folks that were complaining about Seton Hall or St. John's not getting in, their whole thing was, how does the Mountain West get six in? How do you get six teams in from the Mountain West when all of them are double-digit seeds except for San Diego State? And this is how.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have to have a proving ground because here's the thing about the Mountain West. Until last year when San Diego State made a run and played for a national championship, they had S'd the bed in the tournament.
Yes, including last year outside of San Diego State.
And as much as the tournament committee says, we don't look at history, we don't look at conference tournaments,
they're
lying. They 100% do. Because that's why Michigan State is an 8 seed. That is why North Carolina is a 1 seed. That's why Kansas, with their two best players hurt, is a 4 seed, for God's sakes. They 100% look at your history and what you have done in the tournament, not just on an individual team basis, but as a conference as well. That's why Virginia even gets in the dance. That's why Mountain West teams are pushed down to double-digit seeds on the at-large bids. That's the reality that we're living in. And this year in college basketball made it exponentially tougher because how drunk was this year in college hoops? Like, no dominant teams really gave a pecking order of the hierarchy of college hoops, with the exception of UConn and Houston. But even Houston, they
found a way to faceplant themselves.
Yeah, it truly was UConn.
Mm-hmm.
UConn is that only team kind of standing out above everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it hard to. I do not envy those people in that selection committee because, granted, with Duquesne being like an 11, they're throwing darts at a dartboard.
Yeah.
A 6 seed in their own conference tournament, the Atlantic 10.
Yeah.
11 seed.
It's like, easy, guys. This isn't 1982. A10's not popping.
But my apologies to Seton Hall.
Mine are to St. John's.
You deserved that spot in. Virginia did not. And tonight, maybe we have that conversation about Colorado, too, because what do we have tonight? Colorado playing Boise State. In that game, look, Colorado is that team that everybody was squinting at, saying, hey, you lose in your conference tournament, and this has kind of been floating out. What do you think of this little – I've seen this floating around Twitter a lot. If a bid is stolen – because if a team makes a run in your conference, then your conference loses their first four or their last four in team, right? So Oregon gets in, they're a bid stealer. That means Colorado would be out.
I think that's terrible.
NC State.
I don't know. Sounds fair to me. NC Win your State, damn tournament if you want to get in.
NC State steals the bid in the ACC. Virginia, you're out. If you're on the bubble and a team makes a run in your tournament, but the difference is with Colorado is that but Colorado played for the conference championship, though, at least.
Like,
you know, they at least made it to the conference championship game, which is something that, you know, Virginia can't say.
No, only that, a team getting hot in your conference, it doesn't reflect positively or negatively against you. It just is what it is. It's very much the definition of what is.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Basketball
You're
relations?
Better at Coach K than Bill.
Oh, my apologies. I love Dan.
Andy's back.
Yeah, there he is.
Andy's back.
It's great because the monitor sits where I like right in between, so I can't really see Jeff until I lean out.
So it is.
So it's just like it's just a
it's
quick,
Coach K's there.
Yeah,
he's right there. Yeah, I don't necessarily like it either, but I've seen it gaining a lot of traction with folks on social media. I think that you want your best teams in. I think the tournament didn't get that this year. Virginia is the
very
clear indicator. And look, there's going to be a lot of people if Colorado lays an egg tonight. They're going to be in that same conversation. I don't think they will, but there's going to be a lot of that talk and conversation tonight as we get Colorado, Boise State, 6:10 on True TV. The precursor, Grambling versus Montana State.
Oh, that's going to get weird. That's going to get weird.
100%.
Two very different fan bases.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I'm not sure you can get a whole lot more diametrically opposed.
You mean the historically black college in Grambling State and Montana State?
And Montana State.
Montana State's located?
Bozeman. Bozeman, Montana.
Where was the Unabomber holdup?
Notoriously black community in Bozeman, Montana.
Wasn't it Bozeman?
I thought he was outside Missoula. Was he in Idaho?
He was in Montana.
He's in Montana?
Yeah, he was in Montana.
I think he was outside of Missoula.
That was different than Ruby Ridge, right?
Yes.
Because that's Idaho.
Yeah, no. All right. No. Unabomber
Not that there's
was,
a ton
was,
of difference
was,
there, but...
They found his manifesto in like a little commune of his own.
I'm going to get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was in a Montana cabin, but I will... Outside of Lincoln, Montana.
Lincoln, Montana.
Dude, no... Nobody...
I got nothing.
Montana is if you're not in Missoula, Bozeman, Helena, Great Falls, or Billings.
Look, I'll throw in a Miles.
You are in the middle of nowhere.
I'll throw in a Miles City because that's like the only one on the east side of the state that like has anything.
Billings. Yeah.
Okay. It's closer to Missoula.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought.
But it's on a little highway off of Missoula. Okay. Definitely in the you know how they have the green areas for the forested regions? It's in there.
Yeah, don't put that evil on Missoula or on Bozeman. Okay,
sorry, Bozeman. I'm sorry.
That's Missoula.
I was trying to figure out what your well, I mean, he's close. It's closer to Missoula, but it's not that much further away from Bozeman. I'm just saying, the fan base. There's a type there.
All right. It's Pro Day Palooza today. Eye popping and head scratching next on The Fan. Here's Russ, SportsCenter.
I love Duke.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
It is Wrestling Wednesday. We are high flying. All right. Pro Day Palooza. We have a bunch of pro days today, and the NFL has got to, or in colleges, they've got to fix this. Because do you know today alone, we have pro days. USC just wrapped theirs up with Caleb Williams. Ohio State's is ongoing. And Texas has just wrapped theirs up as well.
Kind of weird to have those three on the same day.
When you have, the powerhouse programs all having their pro day on the same day. It just, and Bama's today too.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter. Alabama's today too. Like, how can you go out there and properly evaluate the schools that traditionally, I mean, these four schools traditionally pump out the most NFL talent. Yet all four are having their pro days today. And it should be no surprise that everybody drafting atop the NFL draft, they were at USC this morning for Caleb Williams. And Caleb Williams did not disappoint. He put on a show for the Chicago Bears brass. They had their GM, head coach, team president. Hell, Keenan Allen was in attendance, decked out in Bears gear. And Caleb Williams did not disappoint. By all accounts, he was just as impressive as everybody thought he would be. Dotting guys up, showed off his arm strength, his mobility, his ability to throw the ball. And my favorite part was, did you see what he did before he actually started throwing?
No.
He warmed up left-handed. Not like short, like dumpy pass. Like he warmed up left-handed and was like showing zip on the ball. He put on a show today.
Watch me hit this left-handed running hook for the game winner.
Yeah. He went out there and was, by all accounts, it had zip on it. It looked natural. It looked normal throwing the ball left-handed.
Just to screw around.
Just
to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of like it.
Yeah.
Kind of like it.
That is, that's what, you know, that kind of swagger. Mm-hmm. And then obviously putting it all together. And pro days are,
they're scripted and manufactured and guys meant to gas guys up.
Guys have had great pro days and have flopped in the draft. Zach Wilson, Jamarcus Russell. Guys have had terrible pro days.
And been just fine.
And been superstars in the league. You know, like Andrew Luck's pro day wasn't. It wasn't like everybody's like, oh my God, Peyton Manning's was awful. Like apparently Peyton Manning was turfing balls and he turned out to have a pretty good career.
Decent.
He was okay.
Yeah.
Like pro days are hit and miss, but
that rookie season was pretty rough. If you want to go judging it by that.
Well, yeah, they threw him to the wolves, man. They threw him to the wolves. But Caleb Williams and USC, they had their pro day today, and it by all accounts, it was a raving success for Caleb Williams. And if there was any doubt before, that doubt is gone. He is going to be a Chicago Bear. When I saw Keenan Allen there, I was like, yeah, okay. Any other smoke that you see is just that. It's smoke. It is Caleb Williams, though we already knew that.
They've cleared the deck, and they've went out and they got wide receivers, and they're very clearly trying to make this a plane that's very easy to land, which good. They should. I was talking to two friends last night, two NBA scouts that are both just absolutely torrid Bears fans. And he goes, I want you to do me a favor. We were talking about bad quarterbacks between the Raiders and the Bears. And he's like, let's go through the Bears' all-time leading passers. Let's see if you can name them.
They're
Sid
Luckman.
Jay Cutler.
Kyle Orton.
Not on the list. He only threw
Jim
for like
McMahon.
Three. McMahon's one of them.
Oh, my gosh. What, is Harbaugh in there?
Yes, Harbaugh's one of them.
Harbaugh's in there.
Is there a sexy Rexy?
Yeah, Rex Grossman.
He's Super not Bowl, there because of
Super Bowl competing
I
quarterback.
Been there if a super long time.
There are six quarterbacks in Bears history who have thrown for more than 10,000 yards as Bears.
Eric Kramer.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. I am the smartest man alive.
You're missing one. You've hit them all. We've hit Cutler, Luckman, Harbaugh, McMahon, Kramer. One remains. Recent. Modern era.
Like, wait, recent and modern era are two different things.
I'll give you modern era, post 2000.
Post 2000?
Yeah. 23 years to work with.
Yeah. I can't even imagine who the quarterback of the early 2000s was there, though. I have no idea.
It's Trubisky.
Oh, Mitch.
Yep.
Yeah, Mitch works.
Mitch threw for 10,609.
There you go. Just right there.
Yeah. So the
Mitchie.
The list of illustrious quarterbacks, like Rex Grossman threw for 6,000 yards as a Bear starter. That's it.
Yeah.
Over seven seasons.
That sounds about right for Rex Grossman.
It's like the Raiders have had it bad.
But how many yards did he hand off for?
Yeah,
tell me that.
Probably a billion.
There we go.
But like the Raiders were bad, But there's a Plunkett, there's a Gannon, there's a Stabler.
Yeah.
Everything else is holy crap bad. But the Bears have taken quarterback ineptitude to a level that is unconscionable in modern football. It truly is. To be an organization that predates passing, to have existed that long, and to have been this bad at that position is truly, if somebody did the math on it, I would have to guess it would be one in the billions.
Okay, I will counter that with, can you name, and we'll go since 2000, how many receivers for the Chicago Bears have had over 4,000 yards receiving? Like, this is...
Ooh. Willie Gault.
Because you're not going to be able to do this. Because Willie Gault, by the way, 3,650 yards receiving as a Bear.
Ooh, so close.
So close. In four seasons.
Did Marshall do it?
No. No, he didn't. It's Alshon Jeffrey.
I would say Alshon was probably the next one I would have gone.
And then Matt Forte.
That's it?
In their franchise's history, they've only had seven receivers with 4,000 yards receiving. Two of them are running backs.
Oh, God, Peyton.
Walter Peyton and Matt Forte, okay? Johnny Morris is the all-time leading receiver for the Chicago Bears. 5,059 yards.
Position listed as a flanker.
Yeah, 1958 to 1967. So for as bad as people want to say, hey, the quarterback position's been atrocious, it's stylistically... Ever since the forward pass was instituted, the Chicago Bears have not been a passing team.
They said no.
In Chicago, they call it bear weather.
It's been a group project.
Yeah. They call it bear weather. Half your games are going to be outside. Half of those are going to be cold. You have to go to Green Bay once a year.
Also,
like, this is...
But that's my point.
They
Green
just
Bay.
Run the damn ball.
Green Bay mm-hmm. plays outside in colder weather and have had two quarterbacks.
They have... Always, but this has always been the Bears' kind of mantra. Has it been successful for them? No, yeah. It's been hit and miss. They went to a Super Bowl.
Two.
Even with Sexy Rexy. Right?
Like, and they win with a big man.
Yeah, in 85. The Bears. Right? Where they handed the ball to Refrigerator Perry. And they had the most dynamic running back in the NFL at that time.
Bears up.
But they've always been built on defense. That's where they've always been the most successful. And it's been their identity. Now that the game has truly passed that identity by and left it in the dust, they've been a joke because for whatever reason, that is doesn't matter the head coach or the GM, ownership has got this is the Chicago mm-hmm. way. This is the Bears way. It appears that they've gotten out of their own way now, and they're finally allowing over the last 2 years, Ryan Poles to say, guys, this doesn't work. We can still keep Matt Eberflus, your defensive-minded head coach, but you can't win without offense in the NFL. You cannot do it.
Did anybody tell the Steelers?
The Steelers are going to be better offensively. Like, they're going to be better offensively than they were last year. They will.
I'll believe it when I say it.
They've upgraded the quarterback position. No matter what you think of Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, they are better than Mitch Trubisky and Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett.
We need to clip that just so we can send it to Mason Rudolph.
Those two guys are better than those three quarterbacks. Arthur Smith, for all of his faults as a head coach in Atlanta, he had top five offenses in Tennessee with Ryan Tannehill as his quarterback. He had Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, and it was like a mismatch of receivers for a lot of his time in Tennessee, right? Like, they didn't have explosive playmakers. But they were top five offensively, I think, two of his 3 years that he was the OC there. Like, he's not a great head coach at all. He isn't.
No.
But the Steelers, the Steelers fans, and we talked about this week, Steelers fans that are thinking, like, Russell Wilson's going to be, you're not getting Super Bowl, you're getting incrementally better because Russ is past his prime.
They're not that bad.
They're not, but they're not good enough to win their division and make a Super Bowl run.
And that's what the Bears are looking around at the Lions going, oh, crap, they're really good. They're looking at the Packers going, oh, crap, they have another quarterback? You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And then they're looking at the Vikings going, well, I got everything else. We better figure out something because otherwise you're just going to end up the doormat of that division. for another 20 years. Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. And so they finally, somebody got to the ownership and said, if we don't do this, if we don't take this chance, what's going to happen? We're going to suck more? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what do you have to lose?
Yeah.
You haven't been good for 20 years.
No. I ask you this. Chicago's drafting 20th, right? If they go out and they get a receiver.
Pittsburgh.
Or what'd I say?
Chicago.
Chicago? No, they're drafting first and ninth. They're going to get a lot better.
They'll get a receiver.
If at 20th, the Chicago Bears get Brian Thomas. God, why am I doing this? If the Steelers go out and they get Brian Thomas or they get, you know, a quality receiver, Troy Franklin, Xavier Worthy, if they go out and they get a really good receiver there, are you going to sit there and be like, okay, that makes a lot more sense? Because then you'd have Pickens. Either take your pick of that receiver crop that's there.
There was a lot of talk in Najee Harris about how they had weapons going into last season. And they sucked.
They did not believe in their quarterback at that time.
I don't think they believe in their quarterback in Pittsburgh. I just think they maybe believe in him a little bit less than they believed in the guy who was in there before him because he sucked even more.
And I'm going to reserve that judgment because I want to see how much more humble pie Russell Wilson's eaten this year.
Mm.
Because the Nathaniel Hackett year, you can't come back from in Denver.
No. Your own private office on the second floor you aren't coming back from.
An established head coach who has set a culture in Mike Tomlin.
I'm thinking Chicago, never mind.
Can the established head coach who has a culture, who has a winning record, who has an identity of players that he brings in.
Who can tell Russ to go to hell.
And can tell everybody else to get in line.
Yeah.
Mr. Unlimited. Ugh.
Mike Tomlin would punt him across the room.
Can Mike Tomlin be what Nathaniel Hackett was never and Sean Payton didn't want to be?
That part's fair.
That's the fair. Part that I'm interested in. Is he a top 10 quarterback? No. No, he's not. All right. Pro days today, though. Dynamic. And there's one guy who's just saying no to all of it. Next on The Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Marvin Harrison is not doing anything to improve his draft stock because I don't think he feels that he has any improvements to make.
I do not understand this.
He did not participate in the combine. Didn't even do medicals
or interviews. Nothing.
He did not participate in Ohio State's pro day today. Will not have his own pro day later. This is like uncharted territory that he's
What
in.
Would you say you do here?
It truly is. It's bizarre, but at the same time, it hasn't necessarily hurt the way that people think of him, but what we're seeing is that other people have improved their own draft stock.
Yeah, there's multiple analysts that have Rome Odunze as the number one wide receiver on their board, according to sources in the NFL. Multiple GMs, front offices that are looking. Because look,
was it Daniel Jeremiah who had that?
Yes. Yeah. Him, I believe Albright and a couple others also had notes that Odunze was.
And I've long said, like all season long last year, I was going, dude, Odunze is just as good.
Yeah, he's a monster. But he doesn't come with the BS. I've taken to comparing Odunze to Mike Evans, a 10-year monster wide receiver with size, speed, high point ability, big play ability, who just shuts up and catches balls. Like, he's the epitome of what you want. He's a diva wide receiver.
If I'm building a team, I want
100%. That's the guy that I want 6'5" red zone threat that can also run underneath, that can run deep routes, that can take a hitch and go, and just isn't a problem because so many wide receivers are a bleeping problem.
Will this be something that negatively impacts Marvin Harrison moving forward. 503-864-6326. That's the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at VancouverFord.com. We start hour number two there, and then we need to get into what's going on up north. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.